Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners.
Your name.
Robert Baranowski. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Highland Levin in Marlton, representing the Harbor Vista Limited Homeowners Association. These comments pertain to the second reading on Ordinance 29-2018. As indicated on your agenda, this is a proposal to reauthorize Ordinance 21-2018. This is up for readoption based in part on certain conflict issues that were raised on the appeal of that initial ordinance. We previously submitted comments in writing and orally at the time of the adoption of that ordinance on September 6, 2018. So those are of record, and we'll just incorporate those by reference and won't reiterate all those in full again. But you know, as you are now reconsidering this ordinance with the benefit of counsel who's come in due to a conflict that was recognized for your regular counsel, Mr. Abbott, then we were presenting additional comments here tonight for your consideration, and there will be additional residents and members of the association stepping forward to present those comments. And I ask that you give those comments your full attention and consideration. Briefly, I would reiterate a significant legal deficiency that I had previously raised in court, and that's the issue of lot size and the issue of contiguity. The section of the statute that you're relying on, 40A:12-13B5, applies when the property at issue is less than 1/8 of the minimum lot size required in the applicable zoning district, and the property is contiguous to only one owner. And you don't have that here. Even the part of the lot that you're proposing to convey is 1,750 square feet. The minimum lot size requirement in the WSD zoning district is 4,400 square feet. Therefore, this particular piece of property you're proposing to convey is 39% of the minimum required lot size. So it's not less than 1/8. And therefore, I contend to you that the process is still improper. You should be establishing the sale price of the property by way of putting it out to bid, not by way of negotiating a fair market value. And the existing property, as is prior to your proposed subdivision, is also contiguous to more than one owner. It's only after your proposed subdivision that the piece that you're purporting or proposing to convey is less than, it is not contiguous to the other properties next to it. Just briefly, with the 38 remaining seconds, your draft ordinance and your second whereas clause indicates the bulkhead's owned by the city. I would call that into question, as the city is not on the DEP CAFR permit that allows reconstruction of that bulkhead, which I understand has already been done. And you also, in 2016, ordered the prior owner of this property to fix that bulkhead and did not take responsibility for it at that time. So it's questionable how you can now contend that you own it and the developer is doing you a favor by fixing it. Last thing, second page whereas clause indicates that the property could be used for public parking, but it hasn't been used in that manner for several years leading up to the proposed sale. That is incorrect, and you'll hear testimony to that effect. As that's all the time I have, I'll wrap it up. But as I indicated, there are other comments forthcoming.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor Becker.
Anyone else?
How you doing? Scott Karras, 9410 Amherst Avenue. About the parking outside of which was Integrity. That area was fenced off, I want to say, in early 2018. And I've been down here for 14 years as a resident, and that parking is used constantly. There's a statement here that says, at the end of this one paragraph, it says that it has not been used in a manner for several years leading up to the proposed sale. That's not true. It's not even close to true. I've been watching an unsafe parking issue, which I'm sure everybody here knows about. It's there are people, you know, prime time in the summer, June through, you know, probably Labor Day, that the parking's used all over the place. There are people waiting on Amherst Avenue for people to pull out of those spots that you're going to give away or sell or whatever the deal is. Those spots are used all summer long. All summer long, people wait for those spots. They park in front of my house, all along the curb there, and they wait for those spots. As people leave, people pull in. And later it gets at night, the drunker they are as they're doing it. So I just wanted to make a comment that ordinance does not, that's a statement that it was not used prior to the proposed sale is very false. It's not true. I live across the street. It's used constantly for public parking. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
George Kennedy, 9414 Amherst Avenue. I'd like to know if the city applied for a grant for the bulkhead replacement.
Yes.
If so, what was the amount of the grant and the status of it?
Back when we applied, it was close to a $10 million project that we applied for. That was a couple years ago, and we were denied the grant.
So there's been no other application for the grant for the bulkhead?
No.
Okay.
Once you're denied, there's no sense paying somebody to reapply for another grant.
Yeah. Next question. Did the city obtain
sir,
or...
Sir, I have to be consistent. It's a public comment session, not a
question and answer
session.
Well, I just wanted to get this on the record. I'm curious to see if the city applied for a grant for the dredging of in front of Amherst Avenue. Maybe you can't answer that.
We'll get back to you with the information. Sure, you can ask that way if you care.
Yeah, and the next question would be, where does it stand? That's it.
Anything else?
Nope.
That's it. Thank you.
Fred Tersey, 9400 Amherst. Last meeting, Mayor Becker, you weren't here, so I'll kind of reiterate some of what I was going through. We don't agree that you should sell any parking spaces. There's a shortage of parking. It's all through your master plan, spelled out all over, says things like, if you are going to be deficient, the city should come up with a plan for people to pay for parking for deficiency, which then could be used to buy public parking. We don't see any of that in this. We also kind of looked at, I described the Lamberti deal and the problem with the Lamberti deal versus this deal. Ms. McCrossin submitted as part of the brief to the court the document that shows the $463,000 that is purportedly the basis for a fair valuation to the seven spots. The problem with that was that if you look down on that $460,000, $288,000 of it is bulkhead. The rest of it is architect fees, sidewalks. Nobody pays for sidewalks. If any developer in Margate is building a project, the developer pays for the sidewalks. Margate doesn't pay for it. So the fact that they've included that in the valuation is totally incorrect. The other thing that kind of struck me, on March 15th, there was some bannering amongst the three of you where you said, well, is it four spots? I thought it was four. Did we send a letter? Do you remember that? Those comments? If you do, then you realize, well, four versus seven, how do we get to seven? Then if you listen to the planning meeting, Barbary Coast people said, we'll take five. But we still wound up with seven. So why are you giving seven when they really should only get four? But you shouldn't give any. Because the other thing that Mr. Baranowski said was prior owner had to do the bulkhead. It was required. You, Margate, required them to fix the bulkhead. It's documented, plain and simple. So why are you saying, well, that's a trade-off now? This one doesn't have to do it. We'll give them spots. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Ray Romito, 9408 Amherst Avenue. I gave two beautiful comments earlier. This one, I have to agree with my neighbors on Amherst Avenue with regards to some of the parking spaces. We've all been there. We know what it's like. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, packed. The issue that I have is that if we eliminate any parking spaces, whether it's 4, 5, 10, whatever the case may be, what I've noticed is that people looking for parking spaces, as Mr. Karras was saying, are actually now starting to drive, going behind our driveway, and they're around our properties and circling. Now, we have posted signs that's private property, no trespassing. And I'm not going to put, you know, steel strips to flatten tires. But what's happening is we're starting to get this issue where people are circling for a parking space. And there are times in the summertime when my grandkids come to visit, and they're young. The oldest is 8, the youngest is going to be 1. If they're going to be out there with their bicycles during the day, and people are going to start circling around, my concern is what's going to happen to my grandchildren. I'm being very parochial now about my kids. And there are other people who actually park their bikes over there that are in the neighborhood. You know, we want to leave our bikes in our backyard. We don't want them to get run over by these vehicles. So, again, my concern is the circling. I mean, it's like vultures looking for a space. And the more that you reduce parking, less chance you have people that are going to stay in Margate and go to the restaurants that are located on Amherst Avenue or go on the bay, and they'll decide to go elsewhere. I've seen it happen. There are times myself I'm saying, why do I want to eat here when I can't even park my own personal car there? So I'm just saying, just be very careful with the decision that you make when it comes to that, because what I don't want to have happen is on Margate, on Amherst Avenue, some child, whether it be handicapped or some adult on a bicycle, gets run over because we've squeezed that space so much. Because my concern is, if you get sued, if the city gets sued, I get sued because I pay taxes. So I just want us to be very careful on our decision and think about everything that's possible. And bottom line is, you need to think about the residents in Margate. We live here 24/7. So thank you for your time.
Hello, my name is John Melly. I am a resident at 316 North Gladstone Avenue, and I live here full time. And I typically frequent the bars and restaurants on the strip there on Amherst. And I believe, like everybody else is saying, parking there is an issue. You can say whatever you want. I drive there. You could never find parking. And I think it's a very congested area during the summer hours. And, you know, I think you're just going to add to the problem. And I think you're going to open up a big can of worms by giving away something that's really owned by the taxpayers. Because if I own something on the bay there, I want free parking spots as well. You know, I mean, I think everybody's going to want what everybody else is getting. So I know there's a lot of, you know, friends and family and things like that. But I think you really need to think about what you're doing going forward, you know, as a taxpayer. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Anyone else? Is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
We will nail Johanna.
May I have a motion to adopt ordinance number 29-2018, an ordinance to reauthorize a private sale of real property shown as a portion of block 528, lot 2.03 on the tax map of the city of Margate.
I'll make that motion.
Second that motion.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
John, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Happy New Year, everybody, and thank you for coming.